Good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome to our weekly Pirkei Avos learning, our Pirkei Avos Shir. The Shir tonight is sponsored by Shoshana Adler and family. The Shir is being given and dedicated as a zuchos for Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sara Dina. May the zuchos of the Torah bring a complete Refuah Shleima and a Yeshua Bekarov. We should all only share Besuras Tovos and Simchas together. Amen v'amen. Zchus refuah shleima Shlomo ben Sara Dina b'soch she'ar cholei Yisrael. So I decided to start at the beginning. When I say at the beginning, I mean right at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. For those who are learning Pirkei Avos these weeks during Pesach, some people have a custom just to go until Shavuos. Other people have a custom to continue one parak of Pirkei Avos every week through the Rosh Hashanah, really. So this coming week will be parak Aleph of Pirkei Avos. So I decided to start at the beginning of Pirkei Avos, something that we have not discussed before. I'm going to begin to screen share with you. Okay. Well, the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, the very first Mishnah, tells us, Avos 1:1. How does the whole Maseches Avos begin? Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai. Moshe received the Torah from her Sinai. Umesara leYehoshua. We just had that in Parshas Pinchas, by the way, that Moshe gives smicha to Yehoshua. VYehoshua is Kenim. The Yehoshua passed it on to the elders. Uzkenim leNeviim. The Zkenim passed it on to the prophets. And Neviim mesaru laAnshei Knesset Agdola. And the Neviim passed the Mesorah of Torah on to the men of the great assembly. And this is how the Pirkei Avos begins. This is how the whole Pirkei Avos begins, by telling us the Mesorah of Torah. So the Anshei Knesset HaGadol told us three things. Havu misunim badin, be cautious in judgment. V'ha'amiru tamidim harbe, you should establish many pupils. V'asu siag l'Torah, you should make a fence, a siag around the Torah. So you make sure that you don't sin by making a fence, a precautionary boundary around the Torah. So first of all, just to begin, why does it say Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai? Look at this letter right here. That's a very strange lashon. It should actually say Moshe kibel Torah Al Sinai. Moshe did not get the Torah from Sinai. When you think about it, Moshe got the Torah from the Ribono Sheolam on Har Sinai. Moshe kibel Torah Mei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mei Ribono Sheolam, Mei Melech Malchayim Lachim Al Har Sinai. So the beginning lashon of the Mishnayos here is a little bit ambiguous, coming to teach us something. How do we understand Moshe kibel Torah Mi Sinai? Moshe did not receive the Torah. Har Sinai is a mountain. What did he receive from Har Sinai? So Rav Yisrael Meir Laon, as Yachal Yisrael, commentary to Pirkei Avos, brings down a beautiful part. And he says, when Moshe learned the lesson of what it means to be a vehicle or receptacle who receives the Torah, we know the famous Medrash that Hashem chose Har Sinai because it was the most humble of all the mountains. This one said the Torah should be given on me, and this one said the Torah should be given on me. And finally, Har Sinai didn't say anything. Har Sinai was the most humble. The Torah should not be given on me because I am the smallest mountain of all. The Ribono Shel Olam Davka chose Har Sinai because of the humility of the mountain, which is, of course, a lesson. A mountain's not humble. A mountain is not haughty. A mountain's a mountain. But the Ribono Shel Olam comes to teach us, if we want to be a receptacle or a vehicle where the Shechina will rest, where we can imbue Torah into our very character trait, if we can make ourselves into more elevated people, better people, more spiritual people, more connected people through the wisdom of Torah, we must learn the lesson Mi Sinai, which is to be humble, because the Shechina and Torah only rest on somebody who is humble, which is why Rav Yisrael Meir Laushita says the Torah was learned by Moshe from Sinai. And in fact, we know in the book of Bamidbar, Perek Yibbet, Pasuk Gimel, the Torah tells us about Moshe. Va'ish Moshe anav ma'od mikol ha'adam ashal p'nei ha'adama. Just like Moshe learned from Har Sinai to be humble, to accept the Torah upon yourself, so too Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us what it means. We must undergo a process of tikkun hamidos, and that's really what I want to speak about in today's Shia. There's two different aspects to keeping Torah. There are the halachos, a person has to know the halachos of Torah and the mitzvos of Torah, and there is the letter of the law, and then there's also the spirit of the law, how a person should behave, how a person should act, how a person should speak, how a person should change themselves into be a godly person. This is something that we learn Mi Sinai from Sinai, had to refine her character traits, had to have midos tovos. And I want to show you the commentary of the Bar Tanura. How does he begin his commentary to Pirkei Avos? So we've quoted the Bar Tanura before because it's hard to learn Mishnayos without the Bar Tanura. It was a classic Italian commentator on Pirkei Avos, lived about 600 years ago, ended up ultimately in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bar Tanura tells you, why does Pirkei Avos begin with telling me that Moshe got the Torah from Arsina and gave it to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the Zakenim, and the Zakenim to the Nevi'im, the Nevi'im gave it to the Anshei Knesset HaGadol? Why don't you just begin with telling me this is what we should learn? Pirkei Avos is full of mitzvos bein Adam l'chaveiro. You should be no se ba'ol im chaveiro. If your friend is hurting, you should be hurting. If your friend is suffering, you should be suffering. If your friend is carrying a burden, you should carry a burden. You should behave in mekablos, kol ha'adam b'sever panam yafos. You should greet every person with a pleasant countenance. You should know harchik mishachein ra. Stay away from a bad friend. On the other hand, say the charav. Make for yourself a rabbi. You should know to behave edanis kol adam l'kav schus. You should know al tenechamel b'shasha meso mutal l'fanav. You have to know how to be a person who knows how to interact with others. Pirkei Avos is overwhelmingly about knowing how to properly interact with others. So why do we begin by telling me Moshe kibel Torah miSinai? They already told me Moshe kibel Torah miSinai in the book of Shemos, in Parshas Yisro, in Parshas Mishpatim, it's repeated in Parshas Vaschanan. Everybody knows Moshe got the Torah from Sinai. So why does Pirkei Avos need to begin with this line of the Masorah? So the Bar Tanura has an unbelievably powerful comment. Look here with me. The Bar Tanura teaches Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. Moshe received the Torah from Har Sinai. Omer Ani, I say, said the Bar Tanura. Don't forget, if you have questions or comments, the chat is an excellent feature, and you're welcome too. I can monitor the chat even while I'm screen sharing, and I'm happy to address any comments or questions that may come up. So the Bar Tanura says, Omer Ani, I say, Lefisha Masache Zo, Einu miyusades al peyush mitzvah mi mitzvah satorah kishar masachto shebemishna. I say that this masachta of Pirkei Avos is not founded upon an interpretation of the mitzvos from the mitzvos of the Torah, like all other masachtos in the Mishnah. Masachas Brachos begins with me ayma soi karinas hashema. You have to know when to say the kriya shema. You have to know how to shake a lulav and esrog. You have to know what the arba minim are. You have to know masachas yuma, what it means to observe Yom Kippur. The other masachtos in Mishnayos explain to us the mitzvos of the Torah. Chazal come along in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and they explain to us Torah Shebichtav. Without Torah Sheba'al Peh, Torah Shebichtav is a closed book. You can't really observe Torah. You can't at all observe Torah. If you just observe Bichtav, it's a closed book. So then Chazal come along in Torah Sheba'al Peh, and they open it up for us. They explain to us Peirush mitzvah mi mitzvah satorah. However, what is the distinction? What's the difference? Pirkei Avos is more a book of Musar. Pirkei Avos is more a book of Tikkun Hamidos. So the Bar Tanura says, I say, because this Masechta is not founded upon the explanation of the mitzvos from the mitzvos of Torah, like all the other Masechtos in the Mishnah, Ela kula musarim umidos. What is the bulk of Pirkei Avos about? Yes, in Perek Vav, you tell us, the Mishnah tells us about being attached to Torah. But for the overwhelming majority, it's about having an ayin tova, it's about having a ruach nemucha. The overwhelming majority of Pirkei Avos is musar and midos, says the Bar Tanura. Chastisement and tikkun midos, making yourself into a better person, to a more refined person. V'chachmei umos ha'olam gam kein chibru sfarim. K'moshe badu melibam b'darchei musar. And you know, you might think to yourself, why do I have to learn Pirkei Avos? I could go get from the sages of the nations of the world. They also were mechaber svarim. They also composed books of how to live. Like their heart motivated them in the ways of musar, chastisement, keitzad, yitnaheg, ha'adam, imchaveiro, the chachmei umos ha'olam, as if there was such a thing, came along. And they said, we also wrote books. We wrote books that our heart motivate us to write about chastisement and rebuke. And they also wrote books about how a man should behave with his friend. So you might wonder why I have to study Pirkei Avos. I could just go get a book out of the library, on the shelf, from philosophy, from interpersonal relationships, and I could open that book from the Chachmei Ha'umos Olam, and I could say, look, the nations of the world also know how to interact with other people. They also know about Tikkun Umidus. They also know about Musar. What do I need Pirkei Avos for? Lefichach, therefore, Hischil hatana b'masechazu Moshe kibel Torah misinai. So the Tana comes along, and the entire sixth prakam of Pirkei Avos begins with Moshe kibel Torah misinai. Lo marlocha, to teach you shahamidos v'hamusarim shebezo hamasechta, to teach you that the tikkun amidos, the character development, the refinement that comes from immersing yourself like we are doing all these weeks, Baruch Hashem, in studying Pirkei Avos. Lo badu osam chachmei mishna milibam. It's not that our sages were motivated by their own thoughts, by their own stirrings of their heart, to compose this book of Avos. Ela af elu ne'emru b'sinai. Even these tikkun amidos, common sense, interpersonal relationships, musar, chastisement, and rebuke, you should not think that our chachamim came up with this on their own. Even this is Torah l'moshe misinai. Even this is Moshe kibel Torah misinai. You know what it's called? How to be a mensch. You know how we know how to be a mensch? Because Moshe got the Torah from Harsinai. And therefore you cannot go to the library. I mean, maybe you will, but you cannot go to the library and attain the same refinement of character, the same personality. You cannot become an Adam Gadol from learning philosophy of the Chachmei Umos HaOlam. Because this book of Avos, this Masechta of Mishnayos, comes directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why the Tana begins with Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. It's full of Musar, it's full of Midos. It's not like the other Masechtos, says the Bartanur, that are full of Halacha and Mitzvah. But the Tana wants you to know, Moshe caught this from Har Sinai too. A Jew who only knows how to keep the Halachos in regard to what your Arba Minim should look like, in regard to how you shake it, in regard to what Shmura Matzah means, in regard to when we read the Kriya Shema. But he's missing half the Torah, which is Bein Adam Echaveru. So he doesn't understand that he's missing Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Also in regard to Musar and Midos. I heard of Elimelech Biderman. I saw a great word by Elimelech Biderman, very short. Mishna Avos occurs in Maseches Nezikin. I will even show you. So if you go, the Mishnah is divided. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. That's what Shas stands for. Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Shas. Mishnais. There's Ra'im, Moed, Nashim, Nezikim, Kodshim, and Taharos. Where would Avos be found? Pirkei Avos. Would it be found in Zra'im? I don't think so. That has to do with Peah, leaving a corner of a field. Would it be found in Moed? Moed's about Rosh Hashanah, Maseches Yuma. Would it be found in Nashim? Pirkei Avos isn't about Nashim. Would it be found in Kodshim? Maybe. Would it be found in Taharos? Yeah, maybe it should be found in Taharos. It's found in Seder Nezikin, which is the laws of damages. Why is it found in Seder Nezikin? Look, Pirkei Avos is in Seder Nezikin. Why is it in this? Out of all six orders of the Mishnah, why did Chazal place Pirkei Avos in Seder Nezikin, which is the laws of damages? So Avali Melech Biderman says, so geschmack, because someone who doesn't know how to be a mensch, someone who doesn't know how to interact with his fellow human being, someone who doesn't have tikkun amidos and doesn't break himself to become a more refined, better, kinder, more understanding person, he's the biggest mazik. He's the biggest causer of damages. Someone who does not imbue the words of Pirkei Avos into his very livelihood is causing the greatest damage there is. And I'm always going to remember that Pirkei Avos occurs, is found in Seder Nezikin, because Nezikin is damages. And Chazal want to counteract the damaging effect that we could have, Chas v'Shalom, if we do not have refined character traits, if we do not have Midos Tovos, if we do not have what it means to be a mensch, Bein Adam v'Chaveru. Rav Soloveitchik says, Umisara le Yehoshua. Okay? So first we explained Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai according to Rav Lau. We saw the Bartanura. We understand why Pirkei Avos occurs in Seder Nezikin. I want to talk now about this statement, Umisara le Yehoshua. We just had it last week in Parshas Pinchas. In Parshas Pinchas, Hashem asks, in Perichov Zayin of Devarim, Hashem asks, Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a leader upon Knesset Yisrael. So I want to show you the Pesukim. Here we go. I prepared it for you. So Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe says to Hashem, because usually Hashem says to Moshe, this time it's vice versa. Moshe says to God, God should appoint a leader over the people who will go out before them, who will bring them in, who will take them out. And Hashem says to Moshe, you're right, you, Moshe, are dying. We are going to appoint a leader. Who will the leader be? Kachacha es Yehoshua bin Nun, ish asher ruach bo. Take for yourself Yehoshua bin Nun, a man who the Spirit is in him. Look, v'samachta es yadcha alav. You should lay your hand upon him. By the way, smicha, do you see? Samech mem chaf. To actually give smicha literally means to lay your hand. We understand it to mean that one rabbi gives rabbanus to another rabbi, to a new incoming rab. But it comes from here in the Torah, in Parachav Zayinu B'Midvar, Samachta as Yad Chalav means to lay your hand or to place your hand upon Yoshua. You should stand them before Elazar the Kohen, because Aaron is already dead, and before the entire assembly. Okay, you command them before him, before their eyes. Furthermore, v'nasata mehorcha alav. Not only should you give him smicha with your hand, but you should give him some of your hold, some of your glory. We're going to explain this so that the assembly will listen to him. What does Moshe do? He takes Yoshua, look down here, pasuk aveis. He stands before Elazar Kohen, before the entire assembly. Vayismoch es yadav alav. Look at the English. He laid his hands upon him. So Hashem told him, if you remember in Pasuk Yud Ches, I demonstrated for you with my hand. Hashem told him, how many hands should you lay upon him? V'samachta es yadcha. Allah, give him smicha with one hand. What did Moshe do? V'yismoch es yadav. Allah, Moshe gave him smicha with how many hands? Two hands, because that's all a person has, two hands. So Hashem told him, give him smicha es yadcha. Allah, Hashem also said, give him some hold, some glory or honor or radiance or splendor. And ultimately, Moshe gave Yeshua smicha with two hands. And Rashi says he gave it to him with a very full heart. Rav Soloveitchik says as follows. Rav Soloveitchik says, Moshe laid his hands upon Yehoshua. God commanded Moshe to lay one hand upon Yoshua. V'samachta es yadcha alav. I just showed you the pasuk. Yeah, Moshe laid both hands upon him. V'yismach es yadav alav. God commanded Moshe not only to do smicha, but also v'nasata meyichorcha alav, to give Yoshua some of Moshe's hold, some of his majesty, some of his glory, some of his splendor, some of his radiance. This majesty was figuratively imparted to Moshe's second hand. So Rav Soloveitchik is saying the first hand gave Yeshua smicha, which we understand to be Rabbanus. Moshe kibel tzar misinei u'misara li Yehoshua. And the second hand was used to give Yeshua this degree of hod, this attribute of hod. Hey, vav dalet, glory, splendor. I showed you the pesukim, magnificence. What does that represent? On the one hand, smicha, and on the other hand, hod. And we see in our parak, in our Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, Moshe kibel Torah misinai u'misara li Yehoshua. What was the misora that went to Yehoshua? Was it only the halachos? Was it only what a kosher shofar is, what a kosher tefillin is, what arban kavos bigdeim for tzitzis is, what signs are kosher and are not kosher, when Shabbos comes in and when it goes out, when it stays sechokhavim, when it's chasos layla, when it's Alos HaShachar, when it's Man Kriya Shema, when we light the Shabbos candles, when a woman is Tahar and when she is Tamei, when we fast and when we don't fast, is that all Moshe gave him? Moshe gave him two hands. One was the smicha and one was the hod. What's the difference, says Rav Soloveitchik? One hand, the smicha, is the tradition of Torah, learning, lamdus. V'samachta, as yadcha alav. However, v'nasata mehodcha, hod is the second misora, the experiential. How to live life, how to experience this world as a Jew. Says Rav Soloveitchik, one can know the entire Masecha Shabbos and still not know what Shabbos is. I'm going to give you an illustrative story that I heard from Rabbi Zev Leff that I think ties very much into the theme of our shiur this evening. So let's understand again. Moshe kibel Torah misinu u'mesara li Yehoshua. We already spoke of Moshe kibel Torah misinai. We saw the Bar Tanur in his introduction to Pirkei Avos. You shouldn't think that Musar, that Tikkun Amidus, is not from Har Sinai. You can't go to the library and read the Chochmas u'mos ha'olam and know how to become a refined person. It's all in the Torah, including Bein Adam Lechaveru and Tikkun Amidus. Rav Soloveitchik says, what's u'mesara li Yehoshua? What was the mesora that was given to Yehoshua? A double mesora, two mesoros. The mesora of the first hand was lamdos, learning, studying, analyzing, mitzvos, asiyas mitzvos, halachos. What was the second hand? The hod. What's the hod? The experiential. How we experience living in this world as Jews. Says Rav Soloveitchik, one can know the entire Masechah Shabbos and still not know what Shabbos is. Other day, maybe it was before Shabbos, beginning of this week, I don't remember. I was listening to a shir by Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita from Moshav Matisyahu. And I heard him say the following story, which he said he heard as a child, he said many, many years ago, from Florida. He grew up in Florida, Miami, I guess, from his elementary school principal. He said many years ago. Rabbi Zev Lev has been teaching for over 50 years, so it gives an idea of how long ago he heard this story. So there was a certain person, some of you may have heard the story. There's a certain person who was hosting a very chashuv rav for Shabbos. And they went to Friday night, they went to shul, they went to mincha, kabbal, Shabbos, marv. And the wife was so tired from her whole week that she decided to go to the couch and she's going to rest for 15 minutes. It will give her 45 minutes to complete the preparations before her husband and the chashuv rav come home. She goes to lay down for 15 minutes. She was so tired from her whole week that 15 minutes turns into an hour. And before anyone knows it, the husband comes home from Beis Knesses with the chashuv rav. The house, the table, is not ready for the Shabbos meal. The wife is sleeping on the couch. The toys are a mess. The husband is mortified. They have a distinguished tzaddik bala ear. And the wife says, I'm so sorry, she says to her husband, I didn't realize I fell asleep. I was so tired. I don't know what happened. I thought it was only going to be 15 minutes. And the husband notices that amongst all the chaos on the Shabbos table is the challah board with two challahs. And there's no challah cover. And he's so embarrassed. There's a halacha that you have to cover the challahs on Friday night. Why do you have to cover the challahs on Friday night? Because really, in the order of brachos, hamotzi goes before hagafen. Really, you should break the bread before you break the bottle of wine. But on Friday night, we're mekadosh the zman, kos yishuas esa, mekadosh sova hazman, ve'yichul shamayim v'aretz v'chotzeva, and we start our mitzvah su'udos with kos gafen. So the chalas might be embarrassed, because the chal is supposed to go first, but the wine is going first. So the husband's so embarrassed. This distinguished Talmud Chacham might think that he, Mr. Husband, doesn't know halacha. Could you imagine how embarrassing you have a chash of rav and he thinks you don't know the halacha? And he sees the chals are sitting uncovered, unclothed, uncloaked, no cover. And he looks at his wife and he says, you forgot the chal cover. And he starts screaming at his wife. So Rabbi Zevlev says, and this is humorous, Rabbi Zevlev says, have you ever seen embarrassed chalas? I have never in my life seen embarrassed chalas. If you have seen embarrassed chalas, says Rabbi Zevlev, I have someone professional who can help you. There's never been embarrassed chalas, he says. What's the whole point of covering the chalas? The chalas couldn't care less if the wine goes first. If you make a gafen before a motzi, they don't care. Remember in the beginning of the year, I said there's no such thing as a humble mountain. There's also no such thing as an embarrassed chala. Rabbi Zevlev says, if you think you've encountered an embarrassed challah, I have a therapist who can help you. I have never in my life seen an embarrassed challah. What kind of a halacha is this? Who cares? The challahs don't care. It's to train us to become kinder, more understanding, more patient, nicer, benevolent, caring people. The purpose of not embarrassing the challah is to teach us not to embarrass a human being. So this man has it all wrong. Salvechik says you can know the entire Masecha Shabbos and not know what Shabbos is. It wouldn't have been enough for Yehoshua to receive the Mesorah from Moshe with one hand, with only lamdus, with only smicha. Because of course we have to know Lacha, and of course we have to know Basar Bechalv, and of course we have to know Taras HaMishpacha. Of course we have to know Karbanos HaLevi, the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. Maybe when we learn how to treat each other, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Of course we have to know how to give Maaser. Of course you know how to leave a corner of your field for the poor Peya, like a Chichacha. Of course! But what else do you have to know? You have to know about Hod. You have to know to experience living as a Jew. And that Moshe could not transfer in the same hand. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, u'mesara leYehoshua. And when we looked in the Pesukim in Perachav Zayin, what did you see in Bamidbar? He gave him two hands, One hand says Rav Salve Yitzchak is the lamdas. Nobody's denying you have to have lamdas to be a Jew. That's why we ask shaylos of our rabbanim. That's why the rabbanim know halacha. That's why a woman must be a bati in taras hamishpacha because it's under her jurisdiction. I mean, beichali, you have to know how to be mafresh. Today it's only a derabanan for sure, and chutzar it's a derabanan. But what else do you have to know? You shouldn't think the Bar Tanura says that this is like chachmas ha'umas ha'olam. They also wrote svarim about musar and interpersonal relationships. You have to know about hod. You have to know how to experience life as a Jew. You have to know what's more important, the chalas or the wife. And you have to understand the purpose of the halacha to make us into a kinder person, to be misakin our midos. Not to save the chalas from shame, because if you've seen an embarrassed chalas at Rabbi Zevlev, I have somebody who can help you. I have never seen an embarrassed challah in my life. The Mishnah further tells us in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. Im ein Torah, if there's no Torah, there can't be derech eretz. And if there's no derech eretz, there can't be Torah. They go hand in hand. Derech Eretz, the way of the world, how to run a society, how to deal with other people, how to be a mensch. You know, isn't it funny that Derech Eretz literally means the way of the world, but we also use it to refer to a term that means being a mensch. If a person does not have Torah, they cannot have Derech Eretz. It's not possible. All of the wisdom of how to be a mensch, an Adam Yashar and an Adam Kasher, is contained within the Torah. And if a person does not have Derech Eretz, they will never acquire Torah. Because everything you need to know about living as a mensch is in Torah. What part of Torah? Two parts of Torah, two hands. The smicha, the lamdos, and the hod, the kindness. Rabbeinu Yonah says, this is Rabbeinu Yonah's commentary to Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Rabbeinu Yonah says, klomar, meaning to say, Misha eino yodea Torah. Look, I underlined it for you. That's how I thought important it was. Misha eino yodea Torah. Eino shalem b'midos. Misha eino yodea Torah. If you learn Torah properly, you're shalem b'midos of derech eretz. And if you don't learn Torah properly, it means you think the challahs are more important than your wife. Obviously, the wife could do it to the husband also. I'm just telling the story that Rabbi Zevlev told over. I'm not trying to bash chas v'shalom the bed. It could happen the other way also. Klomar, Misha eino yodea Torah, eino shalim b'mido shal derech eretz. Someone who does not know Torah is not shalim, is not complete, is not whole in the ways of derech eretz. Ki rov hamidos hatovo sheyesh b'darchei ha'olam b'torah heim. Because the majority of midos tovos that are necessary for the way of the world are found in the Torah. You want a good Musar book? You want a Tikkun Amidus book? You want to know how to overcome a Yetzer Hara? You want to know how to be calm? I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Micharat. It's such an avoda. You know, it's easier to make a bracha with kavana than to speak nicely when you're aggravated. Maybe not for you, for me. And it's easier to make sure your matzos are the most shmura shabashmura. And they should be. I'm not saying to eat treif matzah, chas v'shalom. And to not get frazzled, Leil HaSeder, when you're exhausted at your family. And sometimes it's even easier to fast on Yom Kippur than it is to be kind for 1 hour to someone who gets on your nerves, Chas V'Shalom. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Imein Torah, Eim Derech Eretz. Imein Derech Eretz, Eim Torah. Misha Eino Yodei Torah, Eino Shalom, B'mido Shal Derech Eretz. Someone who does not know Torah is not wholesome, is not complete. And the midos of Derech Eretz, ki rov hamidos hatovah sheyesh b'darchei olam b'torahim, because the vast majority, the majority of good character traits in the way of the world are where? In our Torah. Because Chazal tell us, hafoch ba, in Pirkei Avos, v'hafoch ba, then the Pirkei, dekula ba, turn the Torah over and over. You know why? Dekula ba, because everything's in Torah, including, who's more important, the chal or the spouse. Im kain, therefore says Rabbeinu Yonah, below Torah, without Torah, lo yu da'atav shlemos b'derech eretz, de'osav, I'm sorry, im kain, below Torah, lo yu de'osav shlemos b'derech eretz, and therefore, without Torah, a person's whole deus, his whole modus operandi, his whole thought process, his whole personality will never be shalem in derech eretz if he does not immerse himself in a life of Torah. Rav Soloveitchik says, and I'm going to end with this, he talks about his grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. I want you to understand, says Rav Soloveitchik, we have many stories about Rabbanim of old. Germany had its stories, Lithuania had its stories. The stories do not only revolve around the Rabbanus, the scholarship, the Lamdus, the Smicha of their rabbis. Yes, we have many stories that stress the scholarship of Rabbanim. But that's not the main topic that motivates us to tell stories about Rabbanim. The main topic that motivates us is their sensitivity, their sense of justice. For instance, there were many stories about my grandfather, Rav Chaim Brisker. And please, says Rav Soloveitchik, I'm not trying to somehow sell you my grandfather. First of all, Rav Chaim Brisker does not need to be sold. And secondly, I'm not a chassid in the sense that I tell stories to glorify a person. As with the Rav, there are many stories about my grandfather's intellect. There is no doubt Rav Chaim possessed great intellectual ability. He had an excellent head. Rav Chaim Brisker was a genius, says the Rav about his grandfather. No doubt about it, he was a genius. In terms of the Mesorah of Smicha, of the first hand, he was a genius. But he possessed the hod, Umesorah LeYehoshua, the experiential, the knowledge of who's more important, the chal or the spouse. I think the chal cares, you know, Rabbi Zevzlev said, if you ever saw an embarrassed chal, I have a therapist for you. The chal could not care less. It's to train us how to have derech eretz, like we saw Rabbeinu Yonah, im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. However, says the Rabbi, I'm not impressed by these abilities. The chachma, the wisdom, the lamdus was given to Rav Chaim by the Almighty. Some people, God presents a beautiful, precious gift, a brilliant mind. Other people get very little. So I'm not impressed because his chachma is wisdom, not the applying of the wisdom, but the wisdom itself is from God. Your IQ is from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. I am more impressed, says Rav Soloveitchik, about his grandfather, about Rav Chaim's heroism as far as social justice is concerned. He possessed the most sensitive conscience, a sensitive heart, unlimited courage, and fighting and taking care of the downtrodden. He tells elsewhere that unwed mothers in Brisk, yes, it happened, unwed Jewish mothers in Brisk, Rachman al-Tzan, would leave their babies on Rav Chaim Brisker's doorstep because they knew if they left it on the doorstep of Rav Chaim Brisker, that baby would be taken care of and a home would be found. I am telling you this, says Rav, about my grandfather, so you understand what the Torah demands. Of course, we need to know the lamdas and the halacha, and if we don't know, you need to ask a shayla. But don't forget what Moshe Kibel Torah Misinu, Masar Li Yoshua, means. He didn't just pass on with one hand the practical, logistical aspects of how to practice as a Jew. He gave him hod, glory, splendor, and let's make sure we share that hod with others. How to interact, how to speak, how to be sensitive, how to be kind. My IQ is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. My midos are up to me. And that's why the bartender says the whole Pirkei Avos begins with telling us about the chain of command and how it was passed down to us. Because don't think this Masechta, which deals with Musar and Midos, is not as important as the bartender and isn't from God like all the other Masechtos and Shas. Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to cover the Chalas, of course, if that's a Halacha, then we do. But he also wants us to understand why we cover the Chalas. It's to train us how to be a mensch, an adam yashar, how to have derech eretz, because im ein Torah ein derech eretz, and im ein derech eretz ein Torah. Why was the second temple destroyed? You all know, it's quoted all the time during these 3 weeks. Because of sinas chinam. And the Mishnah even says, the Gemara even says in Maseches Yuma 9b, shayu oskim b'torah mitzvos k'milas chasadim. They were busy with Torah, they were busy with mitzvos. But mipnei shahesa b'sinas chinam. You could be busy with Torah. You could be busy with mitzvahs. You could call the rechala. But if they're sin as chinam, we're not deserving of the Ribbono Shel Olam dwelling amongst us. Perhaps when we reverse the equation, when you say a kind word when you're not in the mood, when you see the good when you don't feel like it, when you're frustrated but you hold back, when you extend a helping hand, the hand of hod, the hod of experiential to someone in need, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam will extend his hand of rachmanis to us. When you go forward, if you take one thing from the shir, one action, one change, Antikun. Remember that it's a zchus for refuah shleima for Shlomo ben Saradina. Thank you all for learning with me. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. Kol tov, everybody. Thank you.